Hi, I'm Erin.
And I'm Jay.
And you're listening to episode 36 of the Salty Mother Clutchers podcast.
So we went on a ride. We weren't sure, like, if you listen to the pandemic episode, like, planning for this year is kind of a fucking shit show. And usually we'd plan, like, an off-island sort of excursion. I really wanted to go to New Brunswick, but we were like, fuck it. We don't know what's happening. Let's just plan a trip in our province and, like, see what happens. So we went on a little trip. Like, you'd expect shit to go wrong, like, on any trip, as it does. And usually that's it happens on, like, longer trips, and it's more of a pain in the ass. I think because our trip was local, it was a lot easier for us to be like, whatever, fuck it. Because we had a backup, like, we were still, like, we'd ride at most, like, a couple hours, and we could be at home.
Yeah.
But, like, we fucking persevered, I think.
I agree. It was thrown at us. I mean, the good thing was that we didn't break down.
Yeah.
But Mother Nature was kicking our ass.
Yeah, things were not working out in our favor. So we had to keep a pretty fucking good attitude the whole time in order for, like, things to continue. I think, you know, listeners probably know that we are pretty fucking stubborn. one of us in particular. So we were adamant that, like, we were going to have fun no matter fucking what.
Yeah.
Like, this is the time we booked off. This is the vacation we're doing. There's no canceling. There's no support vehicle. There's no fucking backup. It's just, this is what we're doing. Fuck everyone. Fuck life. This is just our fucking life that we chose for the next 4 or 5 days. So camping is super, super fun.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it on the podcast, like, what to pack, what to do, things you can do. And yeah, this is going to be kind of anti that
things were surprising. It's not like we're fucking dumb assholes who didn't look at what the weather forecast was and things like that, because we've talked about that on the podcast before. We're always checking out the radar, which our radar is broken.
So we didn't even think about mentioning that. Like, yeah, our local radar in Atlantic Canada, the one that, like, services our entire fucking province, is down until the end of August.
It's down, and we rely on it heavily. But just, you know, looking at the weather forecast, we knew what we were getting into.
I think the first moment was, like, we got to our campsite. I was like, is this it?
The campsite?
The campsite. Because I was, like, it was, like, an unfinished part of this park. We were on rocks.
There was no tree stumps,
and there was no grass.
Yeah, there was not a lick of grass.
No grass, just, like, crushed rock, and, like, it looked like a parking lot. But it's like, yeah, that's totally where we're pitching our tent tonight.
There was, like, weird pieces of, like, wood.
I mean, like,
we would have been more comfortable on the sand on the beach.
Oh, for sure. And when you camp on the sand. Like, you can make a little fucking nook for yourself. Yeah. Like, everything moves around. It's like a hammock. You know, sure. It's okay. It's good. But yeah.
So we were on some sort of weird, unfinished place. And we arrived there. I mean, wait, did we? We didn't get rained on that day. It was windy as fuck.
It was windy as fuck.
The whole ride up, we're all, like, loaded up on the bikes and riding in some crazy ass wind. We get there a couple hours later and we had a great evening.
We had a lovely evening.
We had the sandwich that you prepared for us before we left home.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked on the beach and it was beautiful. And then it was nighttime. So it was time to go to bed.
So after the bugs and after the sun and after all that bullshit, it starts to rain. Whatever. It's camping.
It happens every time we camp. We're getting rained on.
So you get in the tent and it's like, I know the tent's good. We eventually fall asleep. And there is a one point where, like, you start to hear rain, like, pretty good. Okay, that's fine. And then once the rain started, like, hitting my face, I got, like, kind of annoyed. Okay, if I roll this way, like, it won't hit my face, at least. It'll hit, like, the side of my head, and, like, that's fine.
So we start scooting over to the other side of the tent, which is, like, the side I was on.
Gradually.
We're scooting.
at one point, I'm like, I reach my hand out to see if, you know, everything's dry and good and, like, see what's going on. And my hand dips into about, I don't know, an inch of water about, like, full arm's length away. So I'm like, oh, there is rain definitely coming in. Okay, fun. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going back to sleep. So I go back to sleep. More rain on my face. My sleeping bag is fucking drenched from the rain.
Yeah.
And then I notice that the pool is, like, at my elbow.
You're in a fucking sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And the water is now in your sleeping bag.
Yeah. And I'm, like, I'm in the puddle. And, like, I'm nose to nose with, like, splashback from rain hitting this puddle.
And you wake me up. It's 2 in the morning. It's
2 in the morning.
And like, I sit. I'm like, what? And I sit up and I'm like, why is my back wet? And then you're like.
Yeah. Your back is a little bit damp.
It was wet. Like, but like my feet and legs were dry. But I was like, why is my back wet? Why is my hair wet? And you're like,
meanwhile, I'm there's doing water. Laps.
So yeah, you're doing laps in the pool. So what all we had was a little coffee mug and the Tupperware that our sandwiches were in. And as you're scooping all the water into the Tupperware, I'm dumping it out of the tent. And we dumped a few out. And then went back to sleep for a couple hours. Sleep, air quotes. Yeah. And then in the morning, it was, you measured, it was like 2 inches deep.
It was about 2 inches deep in its deepest spot. And like, you just kind of had to wiggle away from it as much as you could.
Yeah.
But by the time the morning hit, like, and the Tupperware that we were using, it was about, I'm guessing like 11 to 12 liters.
Yes.
Of water that we like dished out of the tent that night.
We also learned as we pulled into this campground, there's a fire ban. No. And we got up and we're like, all right, so we can't have a fire, so we can't cook any of this shit we brought to eat. Let's have a cheese slice and let's have some veggie meats. All right, let's head into town and see if we can find food somewhere.
So like, if you look up my profile photo right now on Instagram, which won't be there very long, but that's the smile I had on my face that morning we woke up.
Oh, we were dying. It was like, so funny. And so it was so awful.
It was so brutal. We were cold, tired, drenched. And like, and I couldn't be fucking happier.
It was pretty fucking hilarious.
Like, I am so fucking stoked. It was like, whatever.
And that was your birthday.
And that's the beginning of my birthday was two hours in fucking dishing bailing out water out of the tent. This is the beginning of my birthday. So that's why I want to like talk about like positive mental attitude, because things could have gone really wrong.
Yeah.
Right there. Like if I, you know, and like I'm working on no sleep and like no food, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah, me too.
And like, it's fucking brutal, but it's like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. This is what we have to work with today. Yeah. So today, it was misty when we got up, but it was really fucking humid, warm. So we were like, let's see if we can hang some shit up, see if we can dry it off. Let's see if we can go find some food.
Yeah.
Let's go get some coffee. Let's do this shit.
Yeah. So camping, we plan to cook camping food, like hot dogs and buns and tofu and potatoes and things. We get there and find out there's a motherfucking fire ban. So we're like, oh, you mean like the entirety of our food that we packed, we cannot eat?
Except for Clif Bars. And we also brought a huge bag of peanuts.
We forgot the buns. We're like, fuck it. We'll just have like buns and like.
You're like, did you bring the buns? And I'm like, hey, wait, what? Why would I be in charge of the buns?
The next day we were like, oh, well, we need to like have some sort of like hot food or like at least like a bread or something.
And we'll find a grocery store and see what we can figure out for food wise, what we'll do.
And of course it's like a Sunday here. So like nothing is open until noontime.
Yeah.
And when you're camping, you're up at like 5 a.m. So you're just, you get a little impatient.
Home. Yeah.
So we venture into the nearest town, which is the town of Alberton.
Is it the worst town?
I've heard that it was brutal. Province? I mean, we live here, and like, I think I've only ever been there once.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll ever go there again.
I think I was there twice ever, and I am good. I've done enough of that place. It's okay. It's an equal combination. It's equal parts falling down and beautiful painted murals on buildings. So it's like they've tried to make this town They tried to revive this town mm-hmm. by hanging flower baskets and painting murals, but they've painted them on the sides of buildings that look like they're about to fall into the earth.
Yeah, and they're empty buildings.
Empty buildings.
With, like, no businesses, no housing, no nothing. It's just, like, these walls of weird art in a place where there is absolutely nothing. Nothing. So, I mean, part of that was good because, I don't know, being, like, you know, visibly trans in a small town can sometimes be a bit daunting, and like having not a lot of people around is like sometimes good mm-hmm. and sometimes when it's a small town and there's like the handful of people that are around, it's exceptionally bad. And this town is like that.
Yeah.
It's notoriously anti-queer.
Yes.
Like, refusal to hang pride flags and, like, things like that. Like, they're just very, like, nope, not in my town.
Well, if we hang up your flag, we'll have to hang up everybody's flag. Oh,
including my white pride flag.
Yes. Like, basically, that's true.
Yeah, it's a notoriously, like, homophobic town. So, yeah, you know, I expect that in certain cases. So, like, we're... You know, you're wearing like a rainbow pride shirt. I'm like just being what I look like. So like
we look very out of place.
We're very out of place.
The people look like pure redneck. You know the look. Bad haircuts, yeah. Bad clothes, bad accents, bad everything. And then fucking Rainbow Head and her trans girlfriend walk in, and it's like, oh, you new in town?
Yeah, like
everyone.
I remember staring. Like going in to pay for gas because they like don't have the pay at the pump. Fucking shit. Yeah,
it's that kind of town. No pay at the pump.
So you go in and like, no matter where I walked in that store, like I don't look like a thief.
No, but like a beautiful angel.
I was like stared at the entire fucking time in that store
by
like,
two 16-year-old little girl employees.
Yeah.
And I'm there making a coffee, a Keurig, and you're like on the hunt looking for food because we're still waiting for a grocery store to open in the next 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, because we're fucking hungry.
And you know what there is to eat? Like probably ham sandwich.
Oh yeah, the ham sandwich,
chicken sandwich. So our options were coffee and chips. So we decided to starve.
That's fucking Alberton in a nutshell. It's like biggest claim to fame for us and like Jem was finding the motherfucking Dollarama.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it was a Dollarama. I think it was just a dollar store.
I don't know. Great Canadian dollar store, the ding dang dong do store.
So we walk in and what we were looking for like clothespins for like hanging our shit.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's just see what we can find here. We walk in the very first aisle. It's like five shelves of single-use barbecues.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure a fire ban will allow us to cook on a little... It's a barbecue, technically.
It was... Okay, it was like... It did come with a little stand. Did you ever use the stand?
Stand was sketch,
man. It's literally an aluminum foil pan.
Yeah.
With, like, a handful of charcoal in it.
Yeah, it's just, like, a chunk of charcoal and, like, basically aluminum foil.
And
barbecue.
We saw it, and it was just shining down from the heavens, and we were like, fuck yeah... BBQ Hot Dog City.
So, I mean, that was a good find.
Oh, fuck for sure. It was like $4. It was the best.
I mean, we didn't plan for the fire ban, so we didn't... Like, I just assumed we cook everything on the fire. So, off we go. Back to the campsite.
Okay, but guess what?
What?
When we went into the Independent when it opened, and we grabbed a couple things for food, and I was like, hey, look at this half-price cheese pizza I found. Like, it's one of those ones you take and bake.
I looked, and I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know. Can I cook a pizza on a barbecue?
And I'm like, does it fit in my bag? I will get this thing to the campsite. I'm getting it. Let's do it. Let's be bad.
And I wasn't even going to pick it up. But like some person basically stared at me way too long. And I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here. Grab the pizza and I left.
Grab the pizza. Like, grab some
pizza it is.
Grab some hot dog buns. Or we got grab some buns.
Yeah.
And we took off. We get the pizza back. And it's like it's just kind of shit weather. It's not raining, but it's like fucking crazy windy, super windy. Humid, just damp, just shit. And we're like, we're going to get hot food, man.
So this little barbecue fucking shit. Praise the Lord, we found one. We're going to have hot food, maybe. And maybe it's going to be a fucking pizza. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to light the thing for like a good hour. Like, I don't know. Like,
it was so windy and you're just like, I think the lighter's gonna run out. Why didn't we buy matches? Why didn't we buy matches?
So like, could not get the fucking thing lit. And after forever, the second there was any bit of a flame, I was like, all right, this is a fire. Let's go. Let's cook.
You at that, I think that was one of your, like, I think that was one of your personal lows. And I'm like being your cheerleader. So I'm like, listen, babe, it's fine. And you're kind of over closer to the, to like the rocks blocking the water.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's lit. And you just like pick it up. Full fucking flames, burn it, like burning your arms off. Got that pizza on there.
And I don't know, it turns black in about like
two minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Like black underneath, not cooked on top. Whatever, man.
We tried.
We fucking devoured that in like ways that you would never devour a pizza.
We tried it. You like we had no knife to cut it. Like there was nothing. We were just ripping a piece off and it's like, it is black and it is hard as a rock.
Yeah.
And take a bite and you're like, I don't know if it tastes like pizza. I think it tastes like burnt. So fuck it.
If that's the best we could ask for that day and that's the best that we deserved.
It was actually.
That's fine.
And then we had a couple dogs and we were like, we are full of hot food and it starts to rain. Oh no.
It was fine.
But we didn't get rained out and it was great. We woke up the next morning. It was hot, sunny, and 10 million gazillion mosquitoes. You know, let's just get the, we wanted to get out of that town. We get on the road. It immediately is raining. Like we're immediately getting wet again.
Like a little bit of rain's fine, but like getting out of Alberton's more important.
It was the most important thing. And actually, yeah. I think anyone who rides can probably relate to like when it starts to rain and it's not like a heavy downpour, but it's just. You can't let it bother you because, one, it's not bad. It's hot out. It's kind of cool. And then you know that by the time you get to whatever that place is a few hours away, like, there's no way it's still going to be raining and you're just going to dry off in the wind.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's good. Like one of those rains, like, you can't wait it out because it's going to be there all day in that spot, but yeah. It's probably not raining, like, down the road.
Yeah.
So we hit the road and then eventually we get to the other end of the island near outside Suri and we camp there. There's thankfully no fire ban.
As of that moment,
so the update was. So we're like, fuck, we get to cook actual hot food on the fire. We have like these potatoes we've been lugging around that we need to cook. Like, it's like, okay, this is good. This is good.
Unpack, get set up, ride back into the town, grab just like a handful of things we want to eat.
I've never had like a more amazing grocery order than that grocery order.
Okay, anyway. Okay, we got two frozen Beyond Meat burgers. Pack of Havarti slices or something like that.
Got some like fancy cheese.
Could have been anything, really.
Yeah, some brioche buns.
Four brioche buns, one lemon.
Pour moi.
Did we get? We must have got some chips.
Oh fuck yeah!
Grabbed ourselves a couple like tall boys. Grabbed ourselves some rum, which we never drink. And
yeah. Rum was that was an iffy one.
I think we were just in the moment, living in the moment.
PMA man.
We leave Surrey, and. It says that there's a bridge out and there's a detour. And a part of me is panicking because I'm like, well, if there's a detour, will I get us back on track? Because I'm leading. What is the detour? What is the detour? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know this area. So we get off this tiny road and it's like, okay, go right here. And I turn my head and it's just like one of those fucking dirt roads that's like, the gravel is rocks, like big ass rocks.
Yeah, it's not like a dirt road, like a dirt road that's well traveled. It's like a dirt road that like they just fucking carved this shit out
so that it could be a detour.
Yeah.
And also it was like weirdly really hilly.
Yeah.
So like you went up the hill and you're thinking like, okay, I'm gonna go up to the top of the hill and it's gonna be over. And you're like, no, I gotta go down another hill and then up another hill. And you're like, this is never going to end. And I was saying to you about how I was really feeling the weight of all the extra shit on the bike.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hit the dirt, I just felt my wheel skid a little bit. It wasn't bad. And it wasn't like, I didn't like stomp my brake or anything. It was just like the rocks kind of pulled you and it kind of sucked you over into like the place you didn't want
to
be.
Well, I was going to say like the road was like graded to the sides.
Yeah.
Like quite a bit.
Like so slanted
out. So like you're like driving, like you're constantly steering towards the middle of the road and the roads and the gravel's kind of pushing you down towards the edge. So it was kind of, it was weird. So like I've been on a lot of dirt roads and a lot of gravel roads, but that was fucking weird.
I don't ever panic when I see a dirt road. I'm like, I'll just take it easy. I know how to ride on a dirt road. But this one was weird. And that was like, we went through it the first time on the way in. And I had that moment where like my anxiety like went to a 12. And I was like, I can't ride on dirt roads anymore. And you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. So like this is a point, like, I don't know, how many times on this trip have things just been, like, fucking insane? And then we're like, oh, well, one of us is talking to the other one, like, okay, we can get through this.
Yeah.
This is going to be fine. So it's fine.
This was my low point because I was very afraid.
Yeah, like that little meme with, like, the doggy burning in the house. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Like, that's kind of what it was. But, like, every fucking step of the way.
So, anyway, it was fine. And by the fourth time I rode on that road, I was riding with one hand on the throttle and one hand videoing it with my camera.
Yeah, right. A whole lot to worry about.
So, you know, a little practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
One of the things I can say about our packing, we're pretty good to be minimalistic in our approach to packing. Like, what is the absolute necessary things to take? Mm-hmm. Definitely snacks, a little tiny bag of potatoes that can travel with us for days and it's not big. And then also we brought some stuff for like entertainments. We had a couple books, two different types of cards and whatever. We did not eat one fucking Clif bar the whole time. We did not open the huge fucking bag of peanuts. No. We did not open a book. We did not get to pop the Jiffy Pop that I thought I was going to be the hero of our camping trip by finding that.
Yeah, because Fireman.
Because Fireman. And so we realized one thing. We had extra things that... Hindsight's 20/20, they say, right? Yeah. So, like, we had...
We just had all the stuff that we, like, were planning to use based on an ideal trip.
We had food spoilage. Like, we did get to eat some of the tofu that you had pre-cooked.
Like, that went bad. We had some cheese that went bad real quick.
We ended up tossing, I'd say, like half of the hot dogs because
half the potatoes were even fucking
by the time
that's crazy.
So you get to like night three, the fire bands left. We're like, we're having potatoes. We bought these burgers and cheese and buns. We go, yeah, woohoo! And then I go and I start getting the potatoes ready. I'm like, gonna season them up and get them in the tin foil. I open the bag and half of them are rotters.
We'll get past this. We'll get by this also as well. We'll get over it. We'll cook up what we got and it'll be fine. So you dish them out into some tinfoil, get them on the fire that we have going now.
Yeah.
Which was like a one match fucking fire at this location. Like, unlike the other fucking barbecue shit.
Yeah.
There's a little mishap.
So I go to pull them out and like the tinfoil opens and the potatoes fall out into the ash of the fire. And I'm just like, motherfucking fuck, fuck, fuck!
The potatoes we've been carrying for 4 fucking days trying to cook. We finally saved a handful.
Yeah.
And now they're in the fire.
They're in the ash. They're covered in ash. They were covered in butter, salt, and pepper, but now they're also covered in ashes.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, calm down. It's okay. It's okay. And then I just snapped out of it like super quick. I grabbed the little plastic Tupperware. I like shook them all up with the salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And then I just grabbed them and I don't know. The fire didn't get me, but I somehow got them all into the little container.
Got them out and then I put them in some new tinfoil. I took the other potatoes.
I rinsed them off because we had water at this site.
Yeah.
You got them all reseasoned.
And then stepped in a fucking pile of sap.
Bare feet. Right next to the tap, there's like a exposed tree root and I'm standing on it, like trying to wash these potatoes off and then like get everything all set up. They're back in the fire. Woo, we're the champions. And I'm like, my feet are really sticking on this grass.
Yeah. I'm taking the lawn with me. What's happening?
My fucking feet are brown and grass from, and you're like, what did you say? Like, did you step on a tree root? And I'm like, yes. I was standing on a tree root while I was washing the potatoes.
Yes.
Yes, I was doing that.
So things are going great. So eventually we get some potatoes in and they cook fine.
Oh, they were fucking awesome. They were
fucking delicious.
They were the best.
We cooked the Beyond Burger on the Dollarama fucking barbecue with the brioche buns and it was fucking killer.
So we have the best fucking potatoes of our lives. You cooked the fucking Beyond Meat Burgers on the Dollarama barbecue. Which fucking rules on the brioche buns with the Vardy cheese melted all over them. We're chugging the fucking rum that we didn't want to drink.
So it was fine. I think the whole point of this is not just say, this is what we did on the weekend. Like, because it's boring fucking bullshit. But it was definitely an exercise in like having a good attitude, and like this is salty mother clutchers. we are notoriously bad attitude people.
It was so, a lot. Like,
it was a big ask.
We had a lot of downs. We had a lot of downs thrown at us. I didn't even get into the fact that like the morning we were leaving, my body decided to give me my period and was like, "Oh, thanks for arriving like 6 days after you were supposed to, where I'm going to a campsite that has no fucking water or anything."
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. It's fine, fine, fine.
I mean, everything was like fucking shit. So I guess the point is, if you're having a shitty day, fuck everyone else. Fuck them. It's fine.
So you know what fucking sucks?
What fucking sucks?
Showing up for a ride or a trip with an empty gas tank.
It sucks when someone else does it.
That's what I mean.
I don't do that shit.
That's what I mean. I don't fucking do that.
Who does that?
Oh, you'd be surprised. We're going on a trip. Let's meet up here, and then we'll head on our trip. And then you meet up, and they're like, yeah, so when I just need to get some gas. You guys got gas, right? And it's like, well, I got fucking gas because I'm going on a trip in 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, who does that? Honestly, like, what the fuck?
Like
you're going somewhere. Are you planning to not burn gasoline where you're going on a motorcycle?
Listen, this shit's my pet peeve. And the amount of times this happens when I'm going on a ride or a trip with people, it's fucking warped. It's fucking insane. I'm going for a motorcycle ride today with my friend. I will just go to the motorcycle ride with an empty fucking gas tank and be like, I just need to get gas in about 20 kilometers. Your tank's empty, bitch.
Top it up.
Time management.
You know what I think the problem is? Those are people that have fucking bars. Like, they got their gas gauge.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I still got like 2 bars on that.
2 bars on my gas gauge. I don't know what the fuck that means, but you better come with maximum bars.
It's like, you're just because you're not empty doesn't mean you can't fill up your fucking gas tank.
Yeah. So if I was going...
If you're driving by a gas station and you're going on a trip, fucking top it up. Don't be like, well, we're stopping here for gas. Everyone's getting gas. I don't need to. I got 2 bars.
Like, we're going on vacation.
What the fuck?
And I have the bike at work the day before, and I've only put like 50 kilometers on the tank. It's far from empty. But I know that if we're leaving in the morning, you're already prepared. I'm going to gas up on the way home, and then I have a basically full gas tank, and then we're leaving.
Yeah.
If I'm meeting you somewhere and we're going to leave from that place, on my way there, I'm going to fill up my gas tank. What is your fucking, like, is your brain not working?
I don't know. And if anyone does that on a fucking Sportster, shame on you. Like, top that shit up at every fucking chance you get, or else you're a fucking moron.
Oh, we were thinking the other day, you know what would be really cool? You go on saltymotherclutchers.com and buy a fucking sweet t-shirt or a hoodie.
Mother Clutchers. There it is right there. There it is.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Wait, I'm not ready. I'm moving a bit.
Why would you ever be ready? It's like...
Imagine me being like on a movie set.
You'd be fired.
I would be fired immediately.
Hi.
I'd be like, oh no, are we shooting now?
Oh my god. Yeah, and you were squeezing lemons.
Now I'm on PCP.
Positive mental attitude.
I'm a gaff. What's a gaff? Gaffer.
No.
Gaff is... that's okay. My other world.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jay.
It's a full-on flamer. I don't think I can... Go on that dirt road 2 more times? Do not ever allow me to buy a bag of peanuts.
But no one's squeezing anyone's lemons.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
I'm not ready.
Oh my god.